Welcome to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help aspiring entrepreneurs turn ideas into real businesses. I'm Greg, entrepreneurship professor, serial entrepreneur, and founder coach. And each episode, I share practical insights to help you start strong and build momentum. Today's episode is called Why Your Money Mindset Matters. Let's dive in. You're grinding 12-hour days. Your business idea is solid, but you're still broke. There's an invisible barrier keeping 73% of side hustlers stuck under $1,000 in monthly revenue, and it's not what you think. Here's what I've learned studying thousands of entrepreneurs. We carry invisible programming about money that acts like a thermostat in our minds. Research from Stanford reveals that entrepreneurs from middle-class backgrounds unconsciously cap their income at familiar levels. Your brain literally rejects opportunities that feel too good or too big for someone like you. This shows up as procrastination on high-value tasks, chronic underpricing, and automatically saying no to growth opportunities before you even consider them. Most people have an internal financial thermostat set to their parents' income level plus 20 to 30%. When you start earning above this invisible ceiling, something fascinating happens. You unconsciously sabotage through bad decisions or simply avoiding sales conversations. Your money mindset literally controls which opportunities your brain allows you to see and pursue. There's also what I call the identity income gap. Your self-image must match your income goals, or one will sabotage the other. This isn't about positive thinking. It's about rewiring neural pathways to recognize and grab bigger opportunities. Let me tell you about Sarah, a 26-year-old freelance designer making $800 a month despite incredible talent. She kept taking $50 logo jobs instead of $2,000 brand packages, even when clients offered more. We traced it back to her father, always saying, "Don't get too big for your britches, and rich people are greedy." After 3 weeks of daily identity work, writing as her future successful self, practicing higher value conversations, she landed her first $3,500 client. Now she consistently books projects over $2,000 because she finally believes she deserves premium pricing. Here's your action step. For the next 7 days, spend 5 minutes each morning writing in your journal as your future successful self who already makes $10,000 monthly. Write about your typical Tuesday, client interactions, decision-making process. Pay attention to resistance or negative thoughts. Those are limiting beliefs surfacing. End each session stating, "I am worthy of premium pricing and premium clients." This rewires your identity to match your income goals before you need to take scary actions. Remember, your biggest competitor isn't other businesses. It's the outdated version of yourself that your mind keeps trying to protect. Start upgrading your internal software today. Thanks for listening to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, helping founders build businesses bigger than themselves. If you found value in today's episode, subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone just starting their entrepreneurial journey. Until next time, start strong, build momentum, and keep moving forward.